Hello and welcome to the True Self Podcast. I'm your host, Krista. Hope everyone had a great week. Today, I would like to discuss what we call the dark night of the soul. And the reason why I picked this topic is because the dark night of the soul is something that I'm seeing a lot lately with many people. And I believe that this podcast may help those who are going through it or help you understand better yourself what it is like for maybe a loved one or a friend so that you are better able to help them in their dark night of the soul. The term the dark night of the soul, it actually comes from Roman Catholic spirituality, and it describes like a spiritual crisis in the journey towards the union of with God. And that comes from St. John of the Cross. And in New Age spirituality, it is also used as a term when people are going through a particular stage of their spiritual awakening, and they're having difficulties letting go of the old in order to make way for the new. It's like a sort of death and rebirth process when part of your ego or your false self is dying and you're making way for the next level of your consciousness as a person. As the name implies, it is a very difficult and painful period of people's lives where they can be at their lowest of low, they can feel very confused, they can feel lost, they can feel hopeless, and everything basically that they've clung to as their life meaning, it's shifting, it's transforming, it's making way for the new. And I've heard many times a caterpillar is a great analogy for the dark night of the soul. Because when the caterpillar goes into its cocoon and it's shifting into a butterfly, there is a very dark period where you're in this very closed space, right? And you can see where the caterpillar is, you know, it's shifting around. It's not sure what's going to happen. Can't get out of the cocoon. And it's very dark. And it's just wanting out. But eventually what emerges when the time is right, it transforms into this beautiful butterfly for a basically rebirth of all that is new. I have myself been through several dark nights of the soul. Some of them would, you know, span as short a period as a week or a day, and longer periods of time where I would have several years of what I would call the dark night of the soul. It just really depends on, you know, the spiritual lesson or that's being learned at that moment. And because I have been through these dark nights of the soul, I can honestly tell each of you that, you know, they have taught me very valuable lessons. And I wouldn't be here today if I had not went through those darker periods of my life in order to emerge into the light. So to get us started, I would like to share a few signs of whether you or maybe someone you know may be in the dark night of the soul. So the first one is, you know, I've already kind of talked about this, are feelings of depression, anxiety, hopelessness, or they're feeling loss. I know for me, There was a period of several of years where I had nonstop depression, and I had a difficult time, you know, just operating. I felt constantly confused, constantly lost. I was always looking for what is my purpose? Why am I here? I feel hopeless. I feel like I'm stuck. I can't move forward. And it would kind of bring in that hopeless energy where you're just kind of feeling like you want to go into a ball and you're like, I don't know what to do. I just feel at a loss of where I am, where I'm going. I just don't know. Number two is you feel like your life is falling apart. In some cases, in the dark night of the soul, You know, everything that you once knew about your life could be changing. It could be that you have experienced a loss of a loved one and you just don't know how to live your life without that person in your life. You could see yourself losing your job. You can see yourself, you know, shifting where you're not really connecting with your old friends. You know, just feeling like everything that you once knew and that was working for you is no longer working for you. And this is just part of that process of shifting where the things that were there before are no longer there, and it's time to move into that new level of consciousness. Number three, and this one was very strong for me in The Dark Night of the Soul, is you find yourself attracted to spiritual knowledge and deeper connections with people. So in my longest period of my Dark Night of the Soul, I found spirituality. And I was kind of in this moment in my life where, like I said, I was basically, if you could put me into a picture in your mind, I was hurt, you know, in a fetal position, in a ball, feeling hopeless. Although, you know, it may have not looked like that from the outside, but that's how I felt. Maybe everybody else thought everything was fine, but I was the one feeling depressed, lost, you know, empty. And that was all the false self game. But anyways, at some point, it was almost like a light broke through and I was willing to try anything. I mean, anything, right? And spirituality just kind of came into my life. You know, I think that one of the first spiritual things that came into my life was Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth. That was one of them. That was a big one for me. And in A New Earth, you know, Eckhart Tolle talked about how he had his enlightenment experience or his spiritual awakening experience when basically he was ready to end his life. And he could not, he said something to himself like, I cannot live with myself any longer. And then he realized like this aha moment that he was not the voice inside of his head. So Eckhart Tolle's book, A New Earth, was one of those books where I just digested it and I was taking notes. I was listening to it nonstop. I was really feeling the reality that, hey, I'm going through what Eckhart is talking about. This is my ego. And then these concepts in spirituality, they really resonated so deeply within me. And it just led me into more and more spiritual things, like studying Reiki, you know, connecting with spiritual authors like Dr. Wayne Dyer. He's been out there for many, many years. Michael Singer. There were all these different novels that, you know, at the time they hadn't been released that long, but I was reading these books and it was deeply resonating with me. Another one would be you have a strong sense to purge and change everything that does not serve you in your life. In the Dark Night of the Soul, it can be kind of like a phased out process, right? Where you feel hopeless, everything is falling apart, you don't know what to do. You find something that you connect with on a spiritual level. And, you know, for me, it may have been Eckhart Tolle that set me off, but for you, it may be scriptures from the Bible. I don't know. You know, everybody has different things that resonate for them because there are many paths to God and many paths to the same creator. And so this fourth one is that you know, you have that strong sense to purge and change everything that doesn't serve you. That's that phase in your life where you realize that something's going on and you're ready just to shift out the old and in with the new. And for me, this meant that I was going to pull myself up. I was going to start eating better. I was going to drink my water. I was going to get exercise. I was going to, commit to my spiritual growth. I was going to study mindfulness, and I was really going to go, you know, balls to the wall. I'm going to do this kind of stuff, you know? And with that, I think that it gave me that time to get rid of all the things in my life that were not working. As an example, in my dark night of the soul, I would drink excessively. You know, it would be one glass of wine, then it'd be turned into the whole bottle, and it would be just like ugly, right? And, you know, things like that, you can say, I'm done with you. I don't need you anymore, right? And then you can let the light pour into your life. The fifth one is that you have strong memories of the past or childhood that are coming into your life. And this is a biggie, because I think that most people have a part of them or their inner child that they need to heal. And it goes back to that false self. And the false self is created from all the experiences we've had in this lifetime, right? And a lot of those experiences have to do with your childhood and that inner child. And if traumatic things happen to you in your childhood, we talked about this in the last podcast, you store those memories within your heart, right? It's within you. Those are emotional blockages. And it all comes back to full circle. It's, I'm ready to release all these blockages that I have, and I'm ready to heal and move past them. I'm ready to let that inner child in me be lovingly accepted for who they are. And I'm willing to grow and release into my butterfly self, right? So if you're going through the dark night of the soul, my best advice to you is to trust. You are exactly where you need to be in this moment. Life has its way of bringing to the surface things that need to be shifted and cleared out when the time is right. And part of life is not only to embrace the light, but also to transcend our darkness with unconditional loving acceptance. And we all have that darkness within us. We all have that duality of the light and the dark. And my best advice with that is, when I see the darkness come creeping into my light, I lovingly embrace it. And I say to myself, what is it that you're trying to teach me? What is it in me that needs to be healed? What is it that I am ready to transcend? And if you shift that perception from I'm a victim of this darkness to I am powerful, I'm an all-powerful light being, and I'm here to love all those pieces of me that, even if they are broken, what happens is you become immersed in the light. And, you know, I've learned anything in my journey and the dark night of the soul experiences is that acceptance of who you are and where you're at and pouring love into your life will completely transcend anything that you're doing, any hardship that you're going through. Because love transcends all things. It's so true. And when we take ourselves out of that false self box that we created for ourselves, naturally, we're going to become uncomfortable, right? In our awakening process. Anytime you spend time on making your inner world this more peaceful place, that is the best time you can ever spend in the dark night of the soul. This may mean that you have to lovingly look at those corners of yourself that you don't want to look at or acknowledge. I know that I felt that way. there were things within me that I didn't want to acknowledge. Oh, that's not me. You know, I'm not like that. But when you lovingly accept those parts of you, you transcend them with love and you overcome them and you emerge through with the true self. In my most intense dark night of the soul, it was ended when I self-realized the false self, kind of similar to Eckhart Tolle, but unfortunately it's not as intense. But I was able to realize that this voice in my head was not who I truly was. And I didn't know really who was behind the voice at the time, but I found myself driven more than anything in my entire life to figure it out. And those who know me very well know that spirit is the center of my life. And I have committed myself to live into the light, right? And do the work. And, you know, right off the bat, I started to eat better. I drank more water. I cut back on the alcohol consumption. I was outside more. I wanted to put myself out there and make more deep and meaningful connections, right? And I think that it's just part of that awakening journey when you're ready to take off the mask of the false self and awaken to who you really are at a very deep and meaningful way. I know another thing that I experienced was, you know, I wasn't in for any kind of small talk or any kind of ego-based talk, right? If someone wanted to talk about the weather or talk about other people or talk about negative things that were not deep and meaningful and bringing light into my life, I wasn't engaging. And I still don't engage. It makes me sick to hear things like that. Actually, it makes me physically sick, right? And when you go, I was more into making these very deep relationships. Now, at the time I was going through my hardship, I didn't have very many of those. But as I grew in my spirituality, people came into my life at the exact moment that I needed them. And I connected to other souls that were like-minded, to my brothers and my sisters, at a level of deepness and meaningful way that I never would have expected. And even the relationship with my spouse, it became so deep. It's like as deep as an ocean. And he is also committed to the same journey that I am. It's almost like we both entered in the journey. We're on different, you know, we're at different points in our path, right? But that hunger for commitment to spirit is very strong. And our hunger to be deeper, to live these more abundant, joyful, peaceful lives is, you know, it's at the center of our life. And if you look at the spiritual journey, it's kind of like a metaphor of an onion. And there's always more and more layers to pull off the onion until you get to the core. And remember, if you're going through the dark night of the soul, it is your time to face and grow past whatever suffering you are encountering in your life. Take that time to go deep. I mean, really deep. And meditate, go outside as much as possible. Take care of your body, take care of yourself. Study and practice these spiritual concepts and adapt to what resonates for you. I could say something and it doesn't even resonate with you. Or you could hear, you know, a piece from somewhere else, and then you put the two pieces together and you'll like, okay, that is what resonates with me. You take those pieces, you find your truth. Another thing I want to remind you is that all of us have this entourage of spiritual guides beside us at all times. And all we need to do is ask for their help. Ask your angels for their help. They're here to help us from the spiritual side. And they will help you. They will give you signs. They will connect you to the right people. They will show you the right way, the right direction. And we don't always have to know the exact planning of, destination. What we need to always be focusing on is asking yourself, am I going in the right direction? Am I moving towards the light? Am I moving towards the love and towards the peace? We don't have to know what exactly that is at the end of the tunnel. And that's part of the journey. And when you sit and you ask, if you're going through something difficult, you can always center yourself and ask, what is my next step? And you don't have to know all the steps to get there. And remember that there are always people that love you and that for who you are and not what mask you wear, that are there for you with their arms wide open to receive you, even if they don't fully understand. And I hope that you found this information helpful, or maybe someone that you know could find it helpful. I just really felt the need to speak about the dark night of the soul to you all and just let you know that you are not alone, that what you are going through is very much so a lot of people go through these things, and it is not a bad thing. You have to change your perception from the victim to the one of the power, right? And see it as an opportunity to grow to levels of consciousness, peace, love that surpass any expectation that you have of yourself. I hope you have a blessed week. Namaste.